This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, President Biden spends one final day in Brussels consulting with European allies before heading to Geneva later today and a meeting tomorrow with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. President Biden's trying to get European support for his efforts to counter Russia. He isn't saying exactly what he hopes will come from that meeting with Putin.
If he chooses not to cooperate and acts in a way that he has in the past relative to cybersecurity and some other activities, then we will respond. We're responding kind.
Here at home, California's lifting its COVID restrictions starting today. Our Ed Donahue's got this.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the state reached this point because of the work of Californians.
No more physical distancing requirements, no more caps on occupancy, moving beyond the blueprint, aligning with the CDC on masks mandates.
But the governor points out the virus is still out there.
We're not done.
To get more people vaccinated, the state is offering dream vacations and cash prizes. The dream vacation giveaways are a way to boost California's tourism industry. I'm Ed Donahue.
In the Atlanta area, authorities say a grocery store cashier's been killed in a shooting and three others wounded following an argument at a supermarket over wearing face masks. The suspected gunman was shot and wounded by a deputy working store security. And AP investigations found that some lost or stolen military firearms are winding up on America's streets. At least 1,900 military firearms have been lost or stolen over the past decade, some resurfacing in violent crimes. Much of the West continues sweating through a brutal heat wave. The National Weather Service is warning of dangerously hot temperatures that are shattering records across much of the West. This is AP News. Congressional leaders are honoring the nearly 600,000 Americans who have died of COVID. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Legislative leaders gather to mark a moment of silence.
Yes, we'll gather at the river.
They bow their heads but gave no speeches, concluding by joining the soloist in singing God Bless America. As they've done to show unity during other tragic events. President Biden marked the grim milestone while still overseas.
My heart goes out to all those who've lost a loved one.
The president says even though the death rate is dropping below 400 Americans a day,
it's still a real tragedy.
Having 600,000 COVID deaths is about equal to the number of Americans who died of cancer in 2019. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.